This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour by meeting some lobbyists who are trying to influence the healthcare debate. It's part of a series that we've debuted today. It's called Dollar Politics. NPR is tracking the flood of money washing over Capitol Hill as Congress takes up three massive subjects: financial regulation, energy policy, and healthcare.
On Morning Edition today, we heard about the swarm of lobbyists that gathered as the Senate began working on a healthcare overhaul. Now, correspondents Andrea Seabrook and Peter Overby together introduce us to a few of those lobbyists.
When the first Senate committee took up health care reform, the room was filled with lobbyists.
They watched the senators working, took notes, leafed through copies of the bill.
Meanwhile, we took panoramic photos of them. After all, congressional hearings are open to the public.
We want to know how many lobbyists go to these important hearings. What are they hoping to influence? Who are they?
We've already begun to identify them. Take a look at NPR.org.
In the front row, over to the right, sits Sharon Cohen. She's a healthcare lobbyist at the Podesta Group, one of Washington's biggest lobby firms.
When you're in the room, the phone's not ringing. You're not looking necessarily at your email, although everybody has berries these days. But it allows you to focus a bit much more than if you're just sitting at your desk.
Most of Cohen's clients are drug companies. Novartis and Genentech are the biggies. She also represents a large national hospital and a coalition of nursing home operators.
Cohen later told us, as she sat in that first healthcare session, she was listening to the senators position themselves in their opening statements.
Then it's really about the amendments in terms of how they're being discussed and the ultimate votes on those amendments.
Also in the front row, a little over to the left, sits Marcia Simon. She has her own three-person boutique firm.
I work with companies that are involved in implementing the health system. They do health information technology firms. They're firms that handle, they process claims in the Medicare program. They do appeals when a Medicare beneficiary is turned down by a managed care plan and the like.
Now look way in the back by the wood paneled walls and you'll see Richard Miller. He lobbies for the American Chiropractic Association. He told me later it's important that the chiropractors keep on top of the bill.
And make sure senators and staff see them doing that.
Because the chiropractors are small dogs in a big fight.
I mean, there are some very big picture issues here, some very large players. We have a fairly active and aggressive lobby, but in the grand scheme of things, a cost of this legislation could easily be over $1 trillion a year.
Now, the fact that these lobbyists were there makes perfect sense. Every citizen has a constitutional right to petition the government. And remember, Congress is attempting to overhaul an industry that affects literally everyone.
But add all of the lobbyists together and throw in the campaign money that comes along with lobbying, and you've got a problem.
Gridlock. President Obama certainly sees it as an obstacle to change. He's tried limiting lobbyists in their access to the executive branch, but that runs into the constitutional question.
And in any case, it's really up to Congress to set the lobbying rules for Capitol Hill.
I spoke with Julian Zelizer. He's a professor of history and politics at Princeton University.
It's extremely hard because every time a legislator genuinely wants to try to craft a new policy, they have to contend with very powerful interest groups who threaten, who cajole.
There's another way to tell this story, with numbers. These are from the Center for Responsive Politics.
Between 1998 and 2008, the number of registered lobbyists on healthcare more than doubled to 3,600. Then there are those that don't have to register, like former members of Congress who are senior advisors, and grassroots organizers and producers of TV ads.
The jump in spending is even greater. Organizations lobbying on healthcare spent more than $484 million last year. That's 2.5 times what was spent a decade ago, and it's more every year.
Why spend so much? Three words: return on investment.
While a drug company might spend a few million lobbying, they stand to gain or lose billions in the outcome.
Let's take one big example from 2003, when Congress added prescription drug coverage to Medicare. One provision shifted consumers from Medicaid to Medicare, from a program where the government can bargain down drug prices to one where, under the new legislation, bargaining was prohibited.
Most estimates find this was worth billions to the drug makers. The amount they spent on lobbying that year? About $126 million.
A bargain. Peter Overby.
And Andrea Seabrook.
NPR News, Washington.